Okay, we'll go ahead and get started and call to order the Community Correction Partnership scheduled for July 5th, 2017 at our Stockdale building. We will start with roll call, Ms. Jamison.
Chief Miracle.
Here.
Court Executive Officer McNally.
Here.
District Attorney Green.
Here.
Public Defender Hansen.
Director Tang, I'll be up on the stand.
Sheriff Inslee.
Here.
Director Walker.
Brad Cloud for Director Walker.
Chief Martin.
Here.
Administrator Burrows. Director Murphy.
Cindy Utzon for Director Murphy.
Executive Director Forson.
Jamie Stewart here for Forson.
Supervisor Perez.
Pedro Navarro is here for Supervisor Perez.
Assistant CAO Hitchcock. Superintendent Barlow.
Carlos Rojas here for Mary Barlow.
Victim Services Coordinator Finnerty.
Here.
Thank you. There are no consent items. Our first item today is to approve our minutes from our May 24th meeting. Is there any comments or do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
A motion from Mr. McNally, second from Sheriff Youngblood. Is there any public comments on the minutes? Seeing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, for our next item, which is public presentation, this is the opportunity for the public to make any comments on any items that are not on the agenda. If you do wish to come up and speak, please state your name, the organization you're with, and remind you that you are limited to 2 minutes. Is there anyone from the public who would like to make a comment? Okay, seeing none, we'll go to our next item, which is chairman's report. I do not have a report this meeting, so we'll go on to number four. And that's CCP committee member announcements or reports. Any member of the CCP have any announcements or reports? Seeing none, we'll go to our next item, which is the County of Kern Public Safety implementation plan and allocation for 2017-18. And so we approved the allocations at the last meeting. We basically have codified those plans into the plan, which everyone should have a copy of. So if there's any discussion or comments, if not, we would need a motion to make a recommendation to approve for the full CCP and then submit to the Board of Supervisors. Any discussion? Do I have a motion on this plan?
I'll make the motion.
Motion from Sheriff Youngblood.
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Finnerty. And do we have any public comments on the plan? Okay, seeing none, we will take a roll call vote on this. Ms. Jamison.
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer McNally.
Abstain.
District Attorney Green.
Yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Walker.
Yes.
Chief Martin.
Yes.
Administrator Burrows. Director Murphy.
Cindy Utes, yes, for Director Murphy.
Executive Director Forson.
Jamie Stewart for Paul Forson, yes.
Supervisor Perez.
Pedro Navarro is abstaining for Supervisor Perez.
Assistant CAO Hitchcock. Superintendent Barlow.
Carlos Rojas for Mary Barlow, yes.
Victim Services Coordinator Finnerty.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion carries. We will go to the next item, which is District Attorney carry forward request. I'll turn it over to Ms. Green.
Yes, thank you. So at the last CCP meeting last month, I had indicated that we were unable to hire enough deputy district attorneys to fill the positions that had been funded last year. So we're asking to carry over the funds that were allotted in the 16-17 budget year to the 17-18 budget year. And instead of two deputy DAs for 3 years, we're asking to fund three deputy DA one positions for 2 years. So repeating what I said last month, I'm certainly would be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions or comments from the committee? Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, Seeing none, is there a motion regarding this item?
Motion.
Motion from Chief Martin. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Rojas. Okay, we've already heard from no one from the public, so we will vote. We'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Miracle?
Yes.
Court Executive Officer McNally?
Abstain.
District Attorney Green?
Yes.
Public Defender Singh?
Peter Tang on behalf of the Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Yes.
Director Walker?
Brad Cloud on behalf, yes.
Chief Martin?
Yes.
Administrator Burrows? Director Murphy?
Cindy Utes.
For Director Murphy, yes. Executive Director Corson?
Amy Stewart for Tom Corson, yes.
Supervisor Perez?
Pedro Naveris on behalf of the supervisor, yes.
Assistant CEO Hitchcock? Superintendent Barlow?
Carlos Rojas on behalf of Mary Barlow, yes.
Victim Services Coordinator Finley?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion carries. And so next we have a handout for this one. So this handout will be passed around, and before we get to the item, this is the reconciliation of the contingency funds, just so we could share that information with the committee. So first of all, I want to thank my staff, did a lot of work going through all the old minutes and tracking down all the past motions we made. Also, I'd like to thank the CAO's office and the auditor for helping us reconcile these accounts. Okay, so you have three funds that we looked at, which was basically the Tyler Fund, the Contingency Fund, and then the planning money that we get every year, that $200,000 for submitting our survey to the state. So this kind of breaks it down year by year, the money, but the number that we're really interested in is the very last balance. And you can see in the Tyler Fund, there's $532,220. Basically, that was $200,000, which was set aside for possible modifications to the Tyler Odyssey case management system. And then the rest of that money, the $332,220, was money set aside for possible maintenance costs that the departments would incur when Tyler goes live. So that's money there. The next money is the contingency fund itself. And when we went through the minutes and all the past actions, my staff came up with $503,000. When we tried to reconcile that with what the auditor CAO had, it's about $8,000 less. There's a couple reasons that it could be a difference. Part of it is typically the payments are several months behind, or sometimes the state, based on tax revenue and everything, doesn't fully fund the amount. So it's possible that $8,000 will be recognized or not. So obviously a safer number is the $495,000 at that time. The last column or row here is the planning money. And so there's basically three years worth of planning money that we've not allocated to anything. So that's for a total of $600,000. So those are the three accounts that we wanted to share. The next item, which happens to be the Veteran Services request, is related to that contingency account. But I just wanted to share that, and if anyone had any questions or comments, I would open it up for that. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I would just need a motion for receive and file.
I'll move to receive and file.
A motion from Ms. Green.
Second.
And a second from Ms. Nevejas. And we'll just have a vote. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions? Okay, we'll go to our next item, and that is the Veteran Services request for a Veteran Service Representative one-year pilot. We discussed this at our last meeting, related to a one-year pilot, potentially using contingency money in the amount of $120,941. And so I will, I don't know if you had any comments?
Mr. Chairman, Joshua Danins with the Kern County Veteran Service Department here on behalf of Director Dick Taylor. He spoke about this last, at your last meeting, so I don't want to rehash what he's said, but we did find some just numbers. I want to give everybody kind of a picture of what a typical veteran in the criminal justice system looks like. Pulling some numbers from the Department of Justice regarding the 2011-12 population, this is the most recent report I could find. The veteran population in the nation is about 8.8%. 8.8% of the people in the United States have served in their country. Of those incarcerated, those in prisons, it's roughly the same, 8.4% of the people in prisons mirror that number. And then for local jails, a little bit less, 6.7%. That's a little bit prior to the realignment here in California, so that number might be a little bit higher for us. Of those veterans, over 75% of them have honorable discharges. So these aren't veterans who have made a habit of messing up, they got bad discharges and they left the service. These are veterans who fell in hard times. Many of them are combat veterans who are coming back. The military is very good at training warriors. They're not real good at giving them the skills to reintegrate back into society. So of the combat veterans, over 80% of them also have good paper, good discharges. So these are the folks we're looking to help. So we're hoping that we can assist them, kind of get them on the right path, help them and their families as they transition back into the civilian world. I would have to take any questions you might have.
Are there any questions? Thank you very much. Is there any discussion on this matter or a motion?
I'll make a motion to recommend the executive committee.
Have a motion from Sheriff Youngblood.
Second.
A second from Chief Martin. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we will take a roll call vote.
Chief Miracle?
Yes.
Board Executive Officer McNally?
Abstain, I'm sorry.
District Attorney Green?
Yes.
Public Defender Singh?
Peter Camper, Ms. Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Yes.
Director Walker?
Red Cloud on behalf, yes.
Chief Martin?
Yes.
Administrator Burroughs? Director Murphy?
Cindy Yates for Director Murphy, yes.
Executive Director Corson?
Jamie Stewart on behalf of Tom Corson, yes.
Supervisor Perez?
Pedro Navarez for Supervisor Perez, yes.
Assistant CEO Hitchcock? Absent. Superintendent Barlow?
Carlos Rojas on behalf of Mary Barlow, yes.
And Victim Services Coordinator Finn?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go to the next item, which is number 9, which is a proposed SIT MOU amendment. As you know, we have an MOU with the SIT organization with the CCP. I don't see Chief Whiting here, so I'll handle this. Basically, there's just some modifications. It hasn't been updated, I think, since the inception, or a while at least. And so there are adding the Parks police staff to the MOU, so they'll be able to assist in SIT operations, also going to include dispatch costs, which is a cost I think that we didn't really realize when we had these operations as an additional cost. And the other thing is they're adding the ability in a critical incident to utilize SIT funds. So those are kind of the main changes of the MOU. And so unless there's any comments or questions, I would need a motion to make a recommendation to the executive committee to approve and authorize the chair to submit the SIT MOU to the Board of Supervisors. Any comments or a motion?
Make a motion.
A motion from Ms. Finnerty.
Second.
And a second from Dr. Cloud. And is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. The next, we have our CCP Planning Committee update, and we have Lieutenant Silva here to discuss.
Good morning. Just want to provide a quick update on the Planning Committee's activities. Our ad hoc committee met twice since our last update to this body. The two main things we've been doing in those meetings, first, we received a briefing from CSAC that provided some detail on the formula by which growth funding is allocated to the various counties in the state. As you remember, we were I believe the third highest in terms of percentage of the growth funding we got the last time around, so we wanted to make sure we understood how that played out. The other thing we've been doing is the committee sent out a survey to various agencies involved in AB 109 or realignment activities to find out what activities or programs were underway or being initiated that met the various objectives that were listed in the strategic plan that this committee approved a few years back. We've gotten most of those responses back. Some of them we're still analyzing and putting together. Our next step is to put that information into into an initial report that we hope to have ready by the October meeting. And that those survey responses are essentially creating the basis for our, what we've been calling our gap analysis, to find out what has been done in the county, what of the strategic objectives have yet to be initiated. And at that point, with that report, we'll be able to get some input from your committee to determine next steps and where we want that ad hoc committee to go, and where, you know, what we might do with those objectives as they go from there. Unless there's any questions, I'm happy to finish up.
Any questions for Lieutenant? Seeing none, thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we will go to our next item, which is our next CCP meeting. The next meeting, what we need to discuss is our carry forward money. And so I'm looking at a date of August 23rd. 8:30. So unless there's any objection to that.
Would it be possible to go into the first weekend of September?
If that is better for the body, we could do September 6th.
I don't know, whatever. I'm speaking for myself.
September 6th is fine as well. We identified that date as well. So.
Well, to make it easier for the district attorney, I would agree to that.
All right, so we'll set it for September 6, 2017, at this location, and we will adjourn as a CCP. We will start with roll call. Ms. Jamison?
Chief Maripol?
Here.
Board Executive Officer McNally?
Here.
District Attorney Green?
Here.
Public Defender Singh?
Peter Campbell Singh.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Here.
Director Walker?
Brad Cloud on behalf of Director Walker.
Chief Martin?
Here.
Thank you. Our first item is our minutes from our executive committee on May 24th. Unless there's any comments, I would need a motion and a second to approve.
Motion.
Motion from Sheriff Youngblood.
Second.
Second for Mr. Kang. Any public comments on this? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we will go to public presentation. Is there any member of the public who would like to make a presentation at this time? Seeing none, we'll go to executive committee member announcements or reports. Any announcements or reports? Seeing none, we will go to item number 4. We have a recommendation from the full CCP to approve the implementation plan. Is there any comments or a motion? That's a motion to approve the recommendation. And do I have a second?
Second.
So that's a motion from Chief Martin, a second from Sheriff Youngblood. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we will do a roll call vote. Ms. Jamison.
Chief Maripol?
Yes.
Board Executive Officer McNally?
Abstain.
District Attorney Green?
Yes.
Public Defender Singh?
Peter Campbell Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Yes.
Director Walker?
Brad Cloud on behalf, yes.
And Chief Martin?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll go to the next item, which was the district attorney's request for the carry forward money. And we have a recommendation from the full CCP regarding that matter. Do we have any discussion or a motion on that recommendation? Motion from Ms. Green, and we have a second.
Second.
Second from Sheriff Youngblood. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, We will take a roll call vote.
Chief Merkel.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer McNally.
Abstain.
District Attorney Green.
Yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kamik on behalf of the Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Walker.
Brad Cloud on behalf, yes.
Chief Warren.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll go to the next item, which is the Veteran Services request. We have a recommendation on this matter from the full CCP. Do we have a motion on that recommendation or any comment?
Motion.
Motion from Chief Martin to approve.
Second.
Second from Dr. Cloud. Is there any public comment on this? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Merkel.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer McNally.
Abstain.
District Attorney Green.
Yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kamik, Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Walker.
Brad Cloud on behalf, yes.
And Chief Martin.
Yes.
Okay, next item is we have a recommendation from the full CCP regarding amendment to the SIT MOU. Do I have a motion on that recommendation?
So moved.
Okay, motion from Dr. Cloud.
Second.
Second from Mr. McNally. Any public comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And last, we have our next meeting for September 6th at this location. And that might be a new record. So we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.